Stories that matter. Giving it to you first. Morning Focus with Gavin Grace on Clare FM.
In recent weeks, we brought you the news that LIT is coming to Ennis. They're establishing a campus on Bindon Street, the first, well, certainly the biggest investment they've made in the town thus far. This morning, a further step forward in facilitating access to higher education in this county, because Limerick IT and their Ennis campus, along with the Ennis College of Further Education, have now signed an agreement that will provide for a transition to allow graduates of the Ennis College of Further Education move on to LIT Ennis. The contract will also copper fasten the relationship between the education providers based in the new Ennis Education Quarter. The special progression relationship, as it has been dubbed, will begin in September and coincides with the opening of the new LIT campus on Bindon Street in Ennis. We'll meet some of those involved with the Ennis College of Further Education in a moment, but first of all, the thoughts of LIT President Vincent Cannan.
Development builds on a recent announcement that we, as an entity, an institution, are moving into Bindon Street into space provided by the Clare County Council, and I suppose it's already been called the Education Quarter, like, you know, and in that Education Quarter, of course, is Ennis College and Ennis College of Further Education, and I suppose as a consequence of us now becoming neighbours, we look to see how we could have a seamless progression of students from Ennis College of Further Education into LIT. And that agreement is what we've just signed. And I think it offers great opportunities for the students at Ennis Community or Ennis College of Further Education and ourselves. And it's building a strong relationship, a seamless progression, us recognising the value of their programmes. And yeah, I think it's a win-win situation.
And this is something that, like you say, both yourselves and the College of Further Education will be able to benefit from.
There's no doubt about it. It's not just that the institutions are the beneficiaries. It's the students of the college will be the real beneficiaries of this, and the town itself. And when you think of the footfall afforded by LIT and the students there, you know, we really are starting to build something of significance that's enhancing the whole, you know, post-secondary level education in Ennis.
And how important is it to be able to, for people locally here in Clare, to be able to get all of their education like that, to be able to kind of, you know, move from one institution to the other and keep it all on your doorstep?
Well, I think, you know, for students that are in Ennis, and what we find is, and we have a number of relationships with colleges for their education, is it's a great stepping stone from secondary before you hit the third level side of things. Our retention rates with students who come through further education are exceptionally high. They've learned an awful lot. They've progressed an awful lot. But they're then ready for that next step. So I think it's showing the seamless transition from secondary into further education and then into higher education. And to do all that within a matter of a few hundred metres, you know, is something that, of course, enhances the quality of life for those students. Allows them to progress to internationally recognised qualifications, but without leaving their hometown or having to change their accommodation side of things or whatever. So for those body of students who want to stay, it's a great opportunity. For those students who want to progress, it's also a great opportunity. But I think for Ennis as a town, to be able to have that opportunity for its students, for its citizens, for its residents, is something that obviously Clare County Council have recognised, that we recognise, and now Ennis College of Further Education recognises.
Vincent Cannan there, President of the Limerick Institute of Technology, speaking with our own James Mulhall. I'm joined in studio now by Brian O'Donoghue and Marie O'Callaghan. They are Principal and Director, respectively, of the Ennis College of Further Education. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi,
thanks very much for joining us this morning. Brian, just to catch people up if necessary, tell me about the Ennis College of Further Education. Have you many students? What are they doing?
Yeah, we'd have about 100 students per year in Ennis College of Further Education. Well-established college. We've been here for years and years. In fact, myself and Marie were chatting outside as we waiting to come in, just how long it's there. It's there years and years. Marie was telling me a story about her mom actually attending college there. So the agreement that we signed with LIT is a huge opportunity for ourselves. As Vincent has said there, it's a huge opportunity for students. So we're looking forward really to progressing and to firming up links with other higher education institutions such as LIT. It's a great opportunity. We've got a number of courses on offer. As I say, about 100 students per year, slightly more actually, would attend our college.
Maybe tell us, Marie, about the courses and to what extent are they in harmony with what LIT intends to offer in Ennis?
Yep. The courses we have on offer at the moment are at Level 5 and Level 6. Level 5 on the National Framework of Qualifications would equate to a Leaving Cert at Level 5, and Level 6 equates to the first year in third level. So that's what we've been operating at. So we're delighted to welcome LIT to Ennis Education Quarter to enhance the offering to adult learners in Ennis Town, but also County Clare. Our learners come from the wider county, North Clare, West Clare, and of course East Clare. They're coming from all over. So we offer business studies, general studies, which is a university access programme, one of our newer offerings. We've office administration, nursing, community and health, and early childhood care and education. And we offer the childcare at Level 5 and 6, and we also have accounting technicians at Level 6. So it's a great opportunity then for these learners to go on to Level 7 and 8 degree programmes.
Which in effect means moving on to an institute of technology or potentially one of the universities, I would have thought. What difference does it make that the moving on process is now just going down the road a little bit?
Yeah, well, the great thing about this is, just to come back to your earlier question, it doesn't matter to LIT which programme they've done with us, so long as they have their full award and it's at Level 5, so it's the equivalent of a Leaving Cert, so they can pick whichever degree programme they want at the Ennis campus. So LIT are offering social care work, a degree in early childhood and education, marketing and management degrees.
And some of those do correspond quite closely with what you're offering
already.
There's
very tight overlaps, but somebody maybe who has done community health with us might decide, well, actually, I think I'm going to go into marketing. So that's okay too. You've reached the standard of Level 5 and you can progress.
The agreement comes into effect from September. Will it be the case that if a student has attained their full qualification in one of your courses, that it's a seamless transition then to LIT Ennis?
Yeah, it's a seamless transition. Again, like a lot of the learners are adult learners and they have a balance to keep in life. You know, they have work commitments, they have childcare commitments, family commitments and study. And they're balancing that, and it's a big achievement to get through their Level 5. And they feel then, yes, I have achieved this. I'm able to go on and get my degree and go further. And it makes it logistically feasible for them because it's on the doorstep, because it's in Ennis Town. This is a major development for Ennis Town.
Pick up on that point, Brian, in terms of this, the importance of the LIT development in Ennis and the fostering of this Ennis Education Quarter, which is a topic in itself I'll get back to in a second. But how important is that in the lives of, for example, the students we're talking about and those that will come through the doors of Ennis College of Further Education in the years to come?
I think it's a terrific opportunity, Gavin. We know that the transition points in education, for example, from primary to post-primary is a difficult transition, but also from second level to third level is a difficult point of transition. And we can see that in dropout rates, for example, at third level. This partnership with LIT will secure that. It will facilitate students to move seamlessly from one area of learning into another, because it's on our doorstep, because Bindon Street, and we do welcome LIT to Bindon Street, to right across the road from Ennis Education Quarter, because it's less than 100 metres from door to door. That makes that much smoother. It makes it much easier, much more accessible, much more flexible, and we absolutely would expect to see any sort of dropout rates, as Vincent has alluded to in his piece there, certainly to reduce. And we know those points of transition are difficult for ourselves. Of course, we're part of Ennis Community College, Anquil, Colosto and Clare, so we have an opportunity for ourselves to have young people join our school at 12 years of age to do their second level, their post-primary education with us, and to finish when they move on from education with an honours degree from LIT, all based in the Education Quarter of Ennis, not accessing through CAO, so to seamlessly move from 12 years of age to the early 20s, finishing with an honours degree because they arrived at Gaelcloch, Ennis Community College, moved on to Ennis College of Further Education, moved on to LIT, and the world is their oyster after that, as you said. Other programmes then become available. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
I do
for
to
our
point
students.
Out, though, I mean, and I'm not doing this as a criticism, but that's all well and good if you want to go down what is still a relatively limited portfolio that's being offered by LIT in Ennis. I mean, this isn't as big a campus as they have in Limerick or indeed in
But there are plans to develop and to advance in the future. I mean, LIT are a very progressive college. They look at different options, they look at different opportunities. But I think a huge part of this partnership is providing another stream, another opportunity, another way to access third level. It's not about having one progression route. It's not about having one pathway only. I certainly would see it as an opportunity to have as many pathways as we possibly can for young people to progress through education. I think in that way, we will support young people to achieve at the highest levels that they possibly can. So it's about expanding horizons and providing different pathways that are suitable so learners can choose what pathway is the most suitable pathway for them.
So boil it down then, Marie, to people listening at home. They may be young people themselves, they might be family members who've got sons or daughters who are currently in, say, second level, for example. What does this mean for them? And how should this influence their thinking in terms of looking at their education going forward?
Well, there was an earlier article on the news this morning about Leaving Cert being such a pressure point and talking about splitting it into two different years. Look, that option is already there as far as we're concerned. The PLC option in Ennis College of Further Education provides an alternative route into college without your pressure of points and Leaving Cert, okay? And our courses are QQI based, so they are ongoing assessments. It's a perfect mirror, if you like, of what goes on in third level. So you're already there, you know, as if you're in third level. You're going through your level 5 and 6, and if you succeed with us, you have a smooth pathway without that pressure and without being overworked, I suppose.
So you know, it's something else that should be considered then as you're assessing your options after second level.
Absolutely. A lot of students consider it as a gap year. We have a number of students with us who are just taking a year out. They're a bit young to progress to third level. They need that year to mature and maybe gather up a bit of money as well for third level. But also we have a number of learners, just logistically it suits them better to be in their local community, and they have commitments at home, as I said, and this is the best option logistically for them.
And your courses in the College of Further Education, part-time or full-time?
The courses are full-time education. However, we can timetable some of them in the mornings to facilitate work experience and other commitments. So there's a variety in timetabling, but they're considered full-time.
This Ennis Education Quarter concept that has emerged over recent weeks following on from the announcement of LIT. There could be more to come in terms of further announcements there, we understand, and certainly been indications with regards to that. What can that mean for the town and even for the county generally in terms of an impact socially and impact economically?
Well, I think if you're offering good education options, you know, socially and economically, you're allowing your people to access better jobs and better opportunities, you know, and with it brings then employment opportunities as well. If employers see that this education standard is in the town, you know, that there is the education quarter is there, then that's going to attract business as well. And logically, the having a third level college in the town is going to be good for business as well. Okay. So it's a win-win for everybody.
You only see it as a good thing as well, I'm sure.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. I think the confidence that it brings to a community to have third level such as LIT right on our doorstep offering courses and linking directly in with other education providers, I think it's fantastic. So beyond the business side of things, beyond the economy side of things, just the confidence that it brings is wonderful.
What's the message then, Brian, in terms of building on this news today, in terms of getting it out to students?
Well, look, we've obviously communicated with our own students, so this is an important forum. Thank you for your invitation this morning, Gavin. We're delighted to shout it from the rooftops, really. I mean, it's something we should be very confident as a community in Ennis and a community in Clare about, and we should work hard at providing these seamless transition points to all learners, whatever level they're at.
Okay. I got to ask you before you go, and Marie alluded to it, as well as being the principal of Ennis College of Further Education, you've got the community college as well under your remit and Gaelcloch and Clare. You're a busy man.
Absolutely.
You've got plenty of Leaving Cert students preparing for their exams in a few weeks.
Yeah,
what do you make of this report this morning that the Leaving Cert should be over, or suggestion that it should be over 2 years?
Look, it's an interesting one. I mean, we've just begun the oral exams and the practical exams, so it's very busy at the moment. A lot of changes have happened at junior cycle, as I'm sure you're aware of, with classroom-based assessments now beginning in second year, the junior cycle beginning in second year. Oh, look, I think a conversation is very, very welcome in relation to this. If we can de-stress the Leave and Cert exam system, I think that's always to be welcomed. The state exams have made some changes to the timetables this year in terms of extending it out and changing the positions. So, look, I think it's a welcome discussion. I think it's always a difficult one. There's a lot happens, a lot goes on, but I think we should talk about it, and we should examine the effects, I suppose, that the Leave and Cert can have.
Is it feasible, though? I mean, you're assessed, for example, just to pick out a subject on Irish, on just some of your knowledge of Irish.
Yeah.
If you do that a year earlier.
Yeah, look, it's I suppose it's not about, you know, one size fits all. And I said it in the last piece there, it's about different options, like, you know, so different ways of doing it may suit some subjects, may not suit others, you know. As I said, the practicals are happening now, the orals are happening now, so they happen earlier. There are some subjects like LCVP, for example, that happens much earlier than the written state exams in June. So, look, it's worth the conversation, it's worth the discussion, and if we can progress and we can move and there's better options, Let's look at them, absolutely, yeah.
And I suppose, in terms of the College of Further Education, Marie, that's evidence that different education options are being responded to by students, 100 students doing your courses.
Yeah.
It's opened up another avenue for them to consider, and obviously they're availing of it, whatever that may be, in with regards to the Leaving Cert as well. If you give more options and more flexibility, that can only be a good thing, I suppose, for students.
Absolutely. I mean, when I broke this news to our current cohort of students, they were so excited, and it opened their eyes. Suddenly they were reconsidering what's going to happen next, what degree course they might apply to, and they could change options, etc. And I know that LIT have a big commitment made to this project, and they're very committed to Ennis and looking at extending course offerings, and they'll be in discussions with us again, and we will probably have to extend our offering as well in order to align with further courses that they're hoping to bring on. So I think it's really, really positive for the county.
Well, we wish you all the very best with it, and we look forward to following the progress in this one going forward. Brian O'Donoghue and Marie O'Callaghan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We will meet a renowned internationally renowned architect, Lister Invernahbourne, Shelley McNamara next.
Giving you the facts, getting to the truth.